This is Dr. Jeffrey Weber. I'm the Deputy Director of the Laura and Isaac Perlmutter Cancer Center at the NYU Langone Medical Center in New York City. I'm here today to talk to you about immunotherapy in the aging population. At this past ASCO just several months ago, there was a clinical science symposium on the treatment of the elderly. There were two very interesting presentations on the use of immunotherapy in the elderly population at that session. One of them was delivered by Claire Friedman from the Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center in New York City. In that study, she and her colleagues summarized the immunotherapeutic checkpoint inhibition care for a total of 95 patients who had received ipilimumab, single-agent PD-1 blockade with nivolumab or pembrolizumab, and a modest cohort of patients who got combined ipilimumab with nivolumab together. In that study, they found that the survival and response rates were very similar in the population over the age of 80 to those who were under the age of 80. In fact, even to those who were much younger in the below 50 population. Yet the interesting aspect of that study was an assessment of the overall toxicities, which were very similar to the below 80 population, although there was one major difference. And that was in the proportion of patients who stopped treatment or received steroids or other immunosuppressants due to side effects, the so-called immune-related adverse events that we see with these drugs. And for ipilimumab, the rate of stopping due to toxicity was actually 31% versus 14.8% in the control younger population. For the PD-1 antibodies, it was 20% versus about 7.5%. Again, for the control. And interestingly, in Ipi plus Nivo, which had about a 36% rate of stopping from toxicity in the randomized trials of that combination, with the over 80 population at Memorial, it was a solid 50%. Again, the implication being that the investigators and physicians are probably a little more cautious and careful when treating the over 80 population with immunotherapy. But the good news was that the general toxicity levels and the efficacy was very similar to those below the age of 80. Dr. Harpreet Singh, who works for the FDA, then presented a second presentation. And again, very interesting. He compiled over 1,000 patients who had nivolumab in renal cell cancer, lung cancer, and melanoma. And he looked at the overall immune-related adverse event rates, the rates of treatment for those events with steroids and other immunosuppressants, and the rates of stopping treatment. And this time he broke it up to over 65 versus under 65. And again, we're talking 1,000 patients, so this was a very extensive experience. And he found that as the age went up, the number of patients participating in these kinds of trials went down. For those over 65, it was 37%. For those over 70, it dropped to 20% and became much less in the 75-plus and 80-plus categories, suggesting that investigators are still pretty reticent to put the older population on clinical trials. But in fact, Dr. Singh found that there was very little justification for that reticence, since in general, the rates of immune-related adverse events for nivolumab, again, in a compilation of over 1,000 patients, was not terribly different than that which we see in the overall under 65 population. If you look at the rate of stopping due to toxicity, the rate of use of steroids and other immunosuppressants, those rates were significantly, or I would say they were probably higher, but not significantly so. The difference was less than 10%, and the number of patients, for example, receiving nivolumab who had to discontinue therapy was only trivially above that over 65 seen for that under 65. It was something like 14% versus 9%. If you look at the rate of those that required delays or those who required significant steroids, it really only varied by several percentage points. However, if you looked at the population by deciles, that is those over 60, over 70, over 80, there was a slight increase in the rate of the major immune-related adverse events and in the rate of those discontinuing due to the use of steroids or other immunosuppressants. But the general message from Dr. Singh's presentation was, yes, it is safe to treat those over 65 with the PD-1 blocking antibody nivolumab. I think in the future, as physicians become more comfortable with the use of these checkpoint inhibitors, we'll be seeing a lot more expansion of the use of these drugs in the aging population. Both investigators made the very good point that over the last 20 to 30 years, according to NCI data, the average age of a patient with cancer has paralleled the average age of our population, and that age is significantly increasing with time. This is Dr. Jeffrey Weber. Please do feel free to call in with questions, and I thank you very much for your attention.